The Sounding Board presents Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett. Thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.
Damo's Dish time. Thanks to Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. It's Easter time. We need something cooked for us for the weekend. Damo, while paying our respects, Damo, what are you looking for the weekend?
I've got just a dish, Hutchie. Look, we all go through phases where we choose, if we're able to at a certain point in time, the premium cuts of meat, okay? We all do it because we think that's the best way to go. I want to kick up here for one of the more humble cuts of beef that's out there. And it is basically my go-to when it comes to a roast, okay?
Yep.
The humble bowler blade.
Bowler blade.
Now, it's
roast
not,
meats?
Yes, absolutely. I got a beautiful cut the other day. It was so big I had to actually cut it again, even though they cut it for me. It's $20 a kilo. Now, if you're sometimes paying, you know, 75 certain points, you know.
How many kilos did you buy?
I bought 2.5 in the end, but given that, as always is the case these days, the two sons we've got weren't home for this particular night, so I realised that late in the piece and cut it in half again. So anyway, it's a very humble cut, but you can do something with it. And it's very simple, Hutchie, and the Cobram Estate becomes crucial here. So just smear it in the Cobram Estate. Now, I'm going through the robust phase at the moment, the beautiful, strong, scented olive oil from Cobram. Yep. And just smear it in that. Get your hands nice and greasy doing it. Give it some good fresh, not fresh, but sea salt, like some good quality sea salt. Let that sit on there. Now, you can then do this next phase. Get a good quality grain mustard.
Right.
You don't need this, but it just gives it a nice crust. And then, again, hands dirty or use your gloves. Your kitchen gloves, disposable gloves. Massage that into the meat again and then just drizzle a bit more olive oil. You don't need the mustard, but it can enhance it a bit. Yep. And then, but when you're doing this, get your oven. And I'm fortunate enough to have a piped-in gas Weber barbecue, which is beautiful for it. And I reckon about 250, 260 degrees for about maybe 10 minutes and then reduce it to about 220, 210. If that's a reliable temperature. And depending on the size, I think you want to blast this. So for basically a kilo and a half, I reckon I did it for not much more than an hour. Might have been an hour and five. Let it rest for 15, a good 15 minutes. And as you cut it, it will still be that nice red. And as it's exposed to the air, it'll just almost, you know, become a perfect red. And then you need to have your gravies on the side. But use the mustard that has formed in the bottom of the pan as well as part of your gravy base. And
How long will it take?
As I said, in the oven for maybe a kilo and a half, at least an hour to an hour and a half. But I'm more inclined to blast the bowler blade with a high heat. And you don't want to burn it. You need to cover it at times if you think it's getting burnt. But blast it and then let it rest longer than you may have otherwise.
Ooh,
and it's a cheap cut, but it's a good cut. And at the moment, personal preference for a beef roast over the eye fillet.
Making me hungry. Damo's Dish for Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil for Easter.
Thanks for listening to Damo's Dish with Damien Barrett. Send us your suggestions or recipe tips to thesoundingboard@sen.com.au. It's all thanks to Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first cold pressed in northern Victoria.